Chapter 18, Chris. The call came in at 7 a.m. Hard to think of it as a good thing. Even through a fog of sleep, Chris recognized the voice immediately. Roger Megan, a friend of sorts, a police officer he'd worked with while investigating stories. "Sorry, Chris, I forgot you like to sleep in." But what he liked had nothing to do with it. He rarely got to bed until 3. "What's up?" "I'm not sure, really. I don't know. Maybe nothing. Maybe a story. I don't know. I guess that sounds stupid. Wake you out of a sound sleep and then say maybe it's nothing. But if it is something, it's something big. Real big. I just thought it might be a good thing for you to hear it first. I mean, it's known, but one little angle of it. If you could break some pattern, if there is a pattern." "Oh man, I'm not making much sense, am I?" "You're sure not, Roger. Slow down. Let me get my brain cells back in line. One fact at a time. You know, gang killings have taken a real drop lately."
"I heard that.
But it's just a fluke, right?" "I don't know, Chris. I figure that's where a good investigative reporter comes in." "So you want the name of a good one?" "Shut up, man. You're good. You know you are. Look, 2 months ago, the number of shootings drops 80%. Drops to 80%. No, by 80%. I didn't know it was that much." "Well, everybody kind of wants to lay low about it. Like you just don't know it can't last. Everybody acts like it's magic or something. We just stay real quiet. Like we think we'll, I don't know, scared away or something. Then last month, one death in all 5 city boroughs. One, Chris. Do you realize how remarkable that is? I mean, on a good weekend, sometimes we'd get 24. I mean, not a good weekend, but you know. And this month, everybody's alive so far as we know." Chris felt his brain stretch. It was hard enough to try to figure out why things happen, but why they don't happen. It'd be like doing a story on the wind. What would he do? Interview people on a street corner in the South Bronx? "Excuse me, ma'am, what's your theory on why you weren't hit by a stray bullet last month? You think there's a reason?" "Man, everything has a reason. Want to put your next paycheck on that?" "There are no accidents in this world, Chris." "Roger, where on earth do you think I'd begin with something like this?" "Start with a guy named Mitchell Scoggins. He knows something about something. We picked him up on a minor charge. Rumor is he went out to settle a score with some rival, but nobody got hurt. He said it was a point of honor. But what honor? Whose honor? Since when is it a point of honor to go after your enemy and then not hurt him? It's like a new law on the street or something. But he won't tell me anything about it. I'm a cop. He's not going to talk to me. Where's Mitchell right now?" "Doing 30 days at county." 1993, interview by Chris Chandler from Tracking the Movement. "Mitchell, it's not a New York thing. I mean, now it is. But it didn't start here. It started in L.A. I mean, way I hear it. I mean, word on the street. They saying that." Chris, "I hear you know all about it. I hear the whole thing started with you." Mitchell, "Nice try, man. You think I got an ego, huh? I tell you what the word is. Guy named Sidney G. He take credit for the whole thing. Tell you he the guy thought the whole thing up. Not that I ever met him. Sidney tell you all kind of stuff. That's the word on the street. Others say no. Sidney G might have got it started in L.A., but it's not his. Just picked it up somewheres. Brought it back." Chris, "What? Brought what back? Mitchell, the movement. Chris, this is all part of a movement? Mitchell, it moves, don't it? Chris, tell me about it. Mitchell, I don't know. I don't see how you one of us. I mean, who are you to me? Know when I'd tell you if you crossed me. Then I'd come after you. But I wouldn't hurt you. Not unless I'm all paid back. Forward, I mean. Then I'd say, I come for you, but man, did you luck out. Then I would tell you. It'd be like part of my job. Chris, what do you mean, forward? You said something about being all paid back, but you changed it to forward. Mitchell, you need to go see Sidney G. He liked to talk. Chris, know where I can find him? Mitchell, nope, never even met the man myself. Looking for a man named Sidney G, originator of the movement. Want to make him famous. No personal questions asked or anybody else with information on Sidney G or the movement. Something about being paid forward or paying forward. Write to C. Chandler at P.O. Box below. Cash reward for right info. He placed the ad to run for a month in the Los Angeles Times, then decided he'd wasted his money. Guys like Sidney G don't read the Times. And he had no money to waste because he'd done no real work for too long. He visited his brother and borrowed another grand, which was loaned with no guilt or bad feelings. He'd done it before and had always been good for it. Then he placed the same ad in the Valley News and the LA Weekly. He got a P.O. box and tried to work on another story. Every day he checked the box. Every day it was empty. Not even crank letters from imposters out for reward money. Where would he get more money if something broke? Dear C. Chandler, somebody I know see your ad in the weekly and show it to me. Sidney G. didn't invent nothing, not in his whole life. He used to be my boyfriend, but he is such a jerk. He got that thing from somebody he met in Atascadero. He hide out there when things get hot. But it don't work forever. Last I hear, his sorry self in jail. I don't know where or care, but his name ain't Sidney nor G. That just what he call himself. His name, Ronald Pollock Jr. No wonder you can't find him. I hope you got more trouble for him. I hope it's a trick. That's why I write this. Not for money, but I need money real bad if you want to send some. Yours truly, Stella Brown. 1993 interview by Chris Chandler in Soledad State Prison from Tracking the Movement. Chris, you could be a famous man right here in prison. Sidney, see how much you know. I'm already famous in this prison. Legendary. Chris, I mean famous all over the world. Could help your situation. Sidney, in what way? Chris, you know. Go up before a parole board, and there it is on your record that you made this huge contribution to society. Sidney, I don't even come up for parole till 97. Chris, that could change too. Sidney, what I gotta do? Chris, tell me how this movement started. Sidney, I told you, started in my head. Chris, you must be a really smart guy. Sidney, I am. Chris, how did you think of something this big? Sidney, just kind of come to me. I just saw the way things kept going all around me. I thought, somebody's got to do something different. Change this mess. Then I thought it up. Chris, wow, I'm impressed. You didn't even hear or see something similar? You know, to put the idea in your head? Sidney, nobody put ideas in my head but me. So, how are you gonna make me famous? I mean, even more than I already am. Chris, well, I produce freelance stories. I'll have to get a video camera in here. I'll have to go through channels for permission. Then, when we have a spot together, I can sell it to Weekly News and Review. They take almost everything I do. Sydney. Maybe the governor will pardon me when he sees it. Chris. You're not exactly on death row, Sydney. I wouldn't count on a pardon. Maybe early parole. Sydney. Yeah, well, you do what you can for me, man. I'm sure you can see I don't belong here. Big contributions I could be making on the outside. The world need me out there. Chris. Yeah, absolutely, Sydney. I can see that. Chris arrived back in his apartment in New York around 7 a.m. Right away, he called his cop friend, Roger Megan, woke him up. That's justice. You did me a good one, buddy. I owe you. I think this is going to be big. I don't know why I think that. No, I don't even think it. I know it. I just know somehow. Maybe it isn't big yet, but it will be. And by then, it'll be my story. Not that I'm at the bottom of it, but I will be. How'd you say this is? Who'd you say this is? It's Chris. Did I wake you up? He knew darn well he had. Chris, what are you talking about? That story you put me onto. You got to the bottom of that? I told you, not yet, but I will. Tracked it to this small-time convict, calls himself Sidney G. He says he thought the whole thing up. He's full of it, of course. Thought what whole thing up? The movement. This is all part of a movement? It moves, doesn't it? Roger groaned. I don't know what it does, Chris. I haven't even had my morning coffee. Want me to loan me some of your energy? I wish I could, he thought. He pulled off his shoes while he talked, the cordless phone clamped under his chin. It's like this, buddy. So far as I can tell, somebody got it in their head to pass this thing along. It's like a pyramid scheme, only it never goes back to the originators. People just keep doing amazingly nice things for people, and it just keeps going forward. It never goes back. So what's the angle? There doesn't seem to be one. That's why I'm so excited about this, Roger. Thing is, it's a bear to track down, because apparently there are no names involved. People go around saving lives, sparing lives, giving money away, and most of them never know who it was that helped them. No records kept. He'd learned more about his last part from his visit to Stella than his interview with Sydney G. Sydney had remained sketchy on details. Stella had looked at the five $100 bills in his hand and opened right up. That's weird, Chris. This is weird. You bet it's weird. That's why I love it. But, Chris, I mean, if somebody saved your life, wouldn't you get their name so you could pay them back? You know, what goes around comes around. But you never pay it back. You always pay it forward. Like, what goes around even faster. That makes no sense. Why doesn't it? What good is it to the person who started it? Well, this is the world they have to live in, right? A long silence on the line. So this lawbreaker is real altruistic? No, I told you, he's full of it. So who started it? I don't know, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to do a major puff piece on this fool, on Weekly News and Review. Make him out to be a total hero. Then I'll put out some kind of 800 number or P.O. box or something for people with more information. This thing must have touched a lot of people's lives by now. Chris, if the guy's full of it, why do you want to make him out a hero? Because he's a liar, Roger, and somebody out there knows it. Somebody out there might take offense when they get a whiff of his attitude, might want to set the record straight. Sounds like career suicide. You'll come out the fool. Anybody can be taken in, Roger. My career will survive. It's a long shot, Chris. Life is a long shot, Roger. He hung up the phone. It would work. It had to work. From the Diary of Trevor. It feels like there's something wrong with not liking your own father. Like I should be ashamed about that. But it's true. and I don't know what I'm supposed to do about it. Yesterday, I said that to my mom, that I just don't like him. I thought I might feel better to say it out loud. I thought she would yell at me, or hit me, or send me to my room. Instead, she just looked tired.